This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that pertains to local sales taxes.
First up will be Senator Libla with Senate Bill 21, and you may proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, members of the committee. Senator Doug Libla representing the 25th District.
We briefly touched on Senate Bill 21 a few weeks ago after it was signed into law. Senate Bill 21 was pre-filed back in December, heard by the Missouri Senate Local Government and Elections Committee on January 30th, discussed by the full Missouri Senate on February 18th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 21st, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 15th, and signed by the governor on May 24th. Sponsor, Senator Doug Libla of Poplar Bluff, says this measure started as reaction to something that happened in his district.
In the August primary, the city of Portageville passed a 1/4 cent sales tax to fund a certified resource officer and other public safety improvements in their town. The proposal was deemed invalid later because the current statute only allows cities of their size to propose a 0.5 cent, believe it or not, 7/8 cent or a 1 cent, and they really only wanted 0.25 percent.
During Missouri Senate discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City said Missouri senators are here to represent their districts.
The citizens of your district elected you to come down here. A mayor from your district has said, I would like to see this authorization. That's the way that it is right now. You are clearly seeking authorization. And I think that as a chamber, we should respect each other's districts to the point where if I have a city in my district that wants to raise their taxes, those voters will decide whether they do or don't.
Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo pointed out the dialogue turned into an overall discussion of local taxation.
Last year, we enabled the city of Lebanon to do a public service tax. Are you saying that the way we wrote that last year did not fall underneath that 2% cap? So that's why you're referring to those few cities. You'd originally passed the 2% cap. Since then, we've passed these taxes on these other ones. We're just picking those up and making sure they're under the 2% cap.
Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City says you can only raise taxes so much before they have the opposite effect.
I think when it comes down to sales tax, at a certain point, you're going to have people that are not going to go into a jurisdiction because the sales tax gets too high. Businesses will fold, they will leave, and then you will have a natural selection, so to speak, kind of happen. I certainly know people in Kansas City that will not go eat in certain areas because the sales taxes are too high.
Parts of Senate Bill 21 took effect upon the governor's signature. The rest will become law on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.